Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to the story of Jesus. Yesterday, we learned about how Jesus resisted temptation when he was a child, and how kind and loving he was to everyone he met. Today, we are going to look at Jesus when he started his ministry and what he did. So, grab a fuzzy blanket and your favorite stuffed animal, because it's time to follow Jesus. This is The Story of Jesus by Ellen White, Chapter 7, The Baptism. When the time for Christ's public ministry had come, his first act was to go to the River Jordan and be baptized by John the Baptist. John had been sent to prepare the way for the Savior. He had preached in the wilderness, saying, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Multitudes flocked to hear him. Many were convinced of their sins and were baptized by him in the Jordan. God had made known to John that someday the Messiah would come to him and ask to be baptized. He had also promised that a sign would be given him so that he might know who it was. When Jesus came, John saw in his face such signs of his holy life that he forbade him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." And as he said this, there was seen upon his face the same heavenly light that Simeon had beheld. So John led the Savior down into the waters of the beautiful Jordan, and there he baptized him in the sight of all the people. Jesus was not baptized to show repentance for his own sins, for he had never sinned. He did it to set an example for us. When he came up out of the water, he kneeled on the riverbank and prayed. Then the heavens were opened, beams of glory streamed forth, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. His face and form were all aglow with the light of the glory of God, and from heaven the voice of God was heard saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The glory that rested upon Christ was a pledge of the love of God for us. The Savior came as our example, and just as surely as God heard his prayer, he will hear ours. The most needy, the most sinful, the most despised may find access to the Father when we come to him in Jesus' name. The voice which spoke to Jesus speaks to us, saying, "This is my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased." To be continued. It's time now for our questions. Question number one. What did John say when Jesus came to him to be baptized? Question number two. Why did Jesus choose to be baptized? Why did he choose to be baptized? And then question number three, when we pray to God and we pour out our hearts to him, what does he say about us? It was the last part of the chapter, and I don't want you to miss it. It was something really, really, really important. It talked about no matter how needy, no matter how sinful, and no matter how despised we have been, we can find access to the Father, and he says something about us and to us. So I want you to remember what that was, because it's very important. Now you can send us your answers at aplacetodosomething@gmail.com or tag us on Instagram or Facebook with your answers. We love to see you're participating in the program. And don't forget that we have an activity today at aplacetodosomething.com/the story. And Miss Carice had made a wonderful activity for you. You can also show us what you've been doing with your activities by tagging us in a picture at A Place to Do Something on Instagram or Facebook. We'd love to see what you've been doing with your activities. It's great fun. Thank you for joining us today, and make sure to check back tomorrow for the next chapter in the story of Jesus.
This audio program was brought to you by A Place to Do Something and narrated by Ruthie Reeves. You can find more programs like this at www.aplacetodosomething.com.